screamed, but it went out because they put stuff in the shelf built, they put stuff right outside the kitchen window to cool.
Yeah. Those were all new trophies, right? I didn't even look at those, huh?
Well, that's the latest series. That's all fishing.
Yes, sir.
I raced boats for 17 years, so we retired all those trophies.
You did?
And strictly fishing now.
What kind of boats?
Inboard hydros.
You know, I was just in Scotland this summer, and I saw where, I was up around Loch Ness,
mm-hmm.
and I saw where that fellow,
Donald Campbell?
Yeah.
Did
kill?
Yeah, he did a 350-degree turn.
Oh.
He needed 10 more degrees to flatten out. But when he made his back loop, he came, and instead of flattening out, it went down.
Is that it?
He was within a few degrees of living through it.
Huh. He must have been quite a driver.
I think he was a damn fool. He had a T-33 jet hung in the back of about a 19-foot boat. And
what was he doing? Something like 200 miles an hour?
He was doing, I think it was 260 or 265. But,
was this the guy that they thought that the monster it was that made the ripple in the water?
Oh, there was all kind of stories about that. You see, that his dad had held land, air and water records, and he was just following his dad's footsteps. He was in the U.S. He set up one of the land speed records at Bonneville Salt Flats in a jet-powered car. Of course, it's been broken many times over, so it's his water record.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. What got you interested in racing the boats? When you were a kid, or?
I don't know. But Dad says whenever there was anybody around and there was a pair of skates or a bicycle, I'd challenge him to a race of some kind. And I've always been very competitive about everything. I take my competition, shall we say, serious. And Dad was not mechanically inclined. He's not to this day. A pair of pliers and a screwdriver, and maybe a saw is about as far as he can handle. But most kids, they yell and want motorbikes and motorcycles and everything. Well, being a depression child as I was in high school during World War II. And of course we had all kind of rationing. And Dad got to investigate, and I was old service cycle, single-cylinder motorbikes were popular in those days. And it was about a horse and a half motor on them. And Dad got to looking around, and come to find out a motorbike got the same gas rating as a car. So Dad bought me a motorbike for a gas, more or less. And he was smart enough to get one that was disassembled. And I fiddled fool with it and got it running. And
put the thing together?
Yeah. And with help, but I got interested in mechanics and tools and so forth. And, let's see, I was in college in summer school. I was taking extension work at LSU, and I'd already gone to work for the telephone company. It was just before going to work. No, I'd already gone to work for the telephone company. And I bought a 1940 Ford coupe.